relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Star Wars music? I love it. How appropriate, since we are at the anti-Death Star, the center of the conservative universe. And guess who just strolled by? I can't believe it. I thought he'd be hiding out in his lair with a white pussycat. He is Matt Schlapp, looking very unstressed, very cool. Walked past me, sitting down with the doyen, the master of talk radio, Don Crow. I did an interview with Don Crow a few weeks ago, and I love Don Crow. He's at Waver across the... I'm really going into the behind-the-scenes stuff. They say they like this. I'm going to do it anyway. And I did an interview with Don Crow. I love Don Crow. He's at Waver across the corridor from our studios. This man, who's been doing radio since... I won't be indiscreet. He does all of the radio himself. The bumps, the music, the commercials. He has all the boxes in front of him. He's got the guests, he's got the show in his head, and he's pressing the buttons. It is incredible. He is truly a master, a craftsman. It's the level of John Batchelor. There's Don Crow, John Batchelor. Come on. No, not you. Him. But a nice try. That was very smooth. Tom Homan, stop kissing the pretty women and get on my show. Sit down, Tom. Can we steal you for a few minutes? This is how CPAC works. But of course, he had to stop and kiss a pretty lady. Tom Homan.
Hey, how you doing? That's an angel mom. I never walk by an angel mom.
Of course. She was here earlier. Good for you. Yeah. Come over here because we're on video. Come here. Look, this handsome man has to... See? I told you it's Tom Homan. I don't make these things up. Good to see you, buddy. So are you speaking at CPAC?
I just finished.
Okay, what was your topic? Was it a panel?
Immigration.
Was it a panel? You?
Yeah, there was a couple guys. We talked about immigration, and I told the audience what a great president we have, and we need to keep him in office for 5 more years.
Wink, you just winked at me for those who are listening on radio, not YouTube. Just winked at me. 5, 10, 15, 25. Okay, so this is your issue. You have been incredible. Your testimony before the House, before Congress, is now the case study, how you deal with people who are trying to politicize an issue that is costing lives, that is resulting in the sexual abuse of women, girls, children. Talk to us, Tom Homan. Give us the score sheet right now of the last 3.5 years. What's working, where we're at, and what's missing. If God willing, we get another 4 years for President Donald Trump in office in a second term, what has to happen then? So talk about the last 3.5.
Well, first of all, God willing, he's going to be reelected. There's no doubt in my mind.
It's up to us.
Because he's kept his promises. And look, illegal immigration is one of the biggest issues in this country, and that's why one of the reasons he got elected.
Absolutely.
And he has
built the wall.
He is checking every box that he promised he'd check. And now illegal immigration on the southwest border is down 72% from the high in May.
That's incredible.
Because of everything this president has done, whether it's declaring a national emergency, whether it's threatening Mexico with tariffs, whether it's having agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, all the things that he's done to secure that border, keeping his promise. So what needs to be done? Congress needs to fix the loopholes to close this once for all, but they're not going to do it, Seb. They're not going to do it.
But these are the same people.
They want this to be an issue at 2020 saying he didn't keep his promise to
America. But these
people.
Are the same people. We have the audio cuts. We've used them on America First, who 6-7 years ago, Chuck Schumer, all of them said, we need to reform this. We need physical barriers. What happened, Tom Homan?
It's because they hate this president more than they love this country.
It's just because him.
They hate this president more than they love their country. They want to see this president fail. So they forget about the responsibilities to defend this nation. I just said in the speech I was at, there's no downside unless illegal immigration. There's no downside unless illegal narcotics. I mean, over 60,000 people die from opioid or overdose, and most come to that southwest border. There's no downside in taking millions of dollars out of cartels' hands. There's no downside to any of this.
Right.
But they refuse to step up and do their job. They much rather vilify the men and women of ICE and Border Patrol who enforce the laws they made.
Call them Nazis.
Yes.
Say that these are detention camps.
Well, if we're
it's an outrage.
If we're Nazis for enforcing the law, what's it make them? They wrote the law.
Then it makes them the chief Nazis, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Talk about this. Let's go one by one. So the Democrats tell us, physical barriers don't work. That's so 18th century. You are the former acting director of ICE. Talk to us about physical barriers.
Physical barriers work 100% of the time. Every place they build a border barrier has resulted in illegal immigration being decreased. And it's everywhere, 100% of the time. Now, did it stop illegal immigration? No. Border barriers are meant to slow people down, not stop them. There's no wall that's impenetrable. It's about slowing people down so Border has time to respond. Every place they build a barrier, it has worked. And the president recognized that. Look, when the president was running for president, he talked to experts like me and Border Patrol agents on what works and what doesn't work. This isn't his vanity wall. This is the wall the Border Patrol agent says we need to help do our job.
Can we What I say is one of our biggest problems as conservatives is we don't talk about this issue in ways that touch the heartstrings of a political community, the left, that's all about emotions and feelings. You've seen the human tragedy of what open borders means. Share as much as you can a little of what it means in terms of human suffering that we have coyotes and we have smugglers today making billions.
They're making billions of dollars. These are criminal cartels, the same cartels that smuggle narcotics. And the cartels that aren't directly involved in alien smuggling, they get paid off by the alien smuggling cartels to work through their plaza. They play a plaza tax. But you're right. They're making millions of dollars a day, billions of dollars a year. In this illicit trade. And look, this isn't just about securing the border. It isn't just about enforcing law. It's about saving lives. Like I just wrote a book, Defend the Border, Save Lives.
Yes, Defend the Border, Save Lives.
Because I get it out there all the time that, look, this isn't just about enforcing law. It's about saving lives. How many lives do you think the president himself has saved since illegal immigration is down 72%? I'll tell you this, less women are being raped. Right, 31% of women
getting sexually assaulted. Wasn't it thousands, 4,000 in just the last 12 months Border Patrol saved?
4,000. Well, how many women didn't get raped making that journey since illegal immigration is down? How many children didn't die since President Trump cut immigration down 72%? So this isn't just about enforcing law and securing the border; it's about saving lives. And he saved 1,000 lives.
Let's look. I was former deputy to the president, but my field wasn't your field. So I want somebody who has the experience, has the qualifications to confirm what I've said on this program before. Is it true that young children, as young as the age of 2, because of the loopholes in our legislation, are being literally hired out to the coyotes so that when a group of adults crosses the border, they can hold up a child and say, sorry, this is a family unit. You have to keep us there. Are children being rented out
Absolutely.
To get around our laws?
Absolutely. There's major investigations. Investigation has found this to be accurate. People have been prosecuted for it. There's one child that was rented over a dozen times,
So they bring them across. They use them as a prop. They smuggle them back and then re-rent them.
And re-rent them, absolutely.
So this is a human tragedy on both sides of the border.
But that President Trump's addressing, and I'd say I've worked for 6 presidents, Seb, and I respect them all. But no one's done more to protect our border and protect American President
and it's
Trump.
In such a short time.
Yes.
So let's
He's done more in his time than I've seen many presidents do in their 8 years.
Incredible. We're talking to Tom Homan. The book is Defending the Border, Saving Lives.
Yes.
It's out now. You can order it.
You can order it on Amazon, but it's going to be out in 3 weeks.
Pre-order it right now, Defending the Border, Saving Lives. So God willing, if CPAC works, if this president is reelected, if we do our thing, if the silent majority grows, I think it has grown in the last 3 years, if we look at the figures amongst the black community, the Hispanic community, the historic low unemployment, then we say we win the House. Where does the where does it begin? What are the loopholes that have to be fixed? It gives big things.
There's three simple loopholes that can fix the board. Number one, you change the Florida settlement agreement so when families come across with a kid, a mother and a child or father and a child, detain them until they can see a judge. It takes about 40 days. Detain them in a family residential center, not a jail,
right,
and let them see a judge. We did it in FY14-15.
So fast track.
90% work. They went home. Numbers went down because they realized there's no free ticket.
And
right?
Because they realized these people were here under false pretenses.
Right. So close the family loophole number two. They need to close the TVPRA, the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, so children under 18 come by themselves. If you're from Mexico and you come by yourself under 18, once it's ascertained you're not a victim of trafficking, they're immediately sent back to Mexican officials. If you're from Central America, you get a whole different process, takes years. So what we're asking is change the TVPRA, which said it made sense when they wrote trying to protect trafficking victims, but once you ascertain they're not a victim of trafficking, treat children from Central America like you do from Mexico and send them straight back to Central America.
To their families.
Exactly. And the last thing is the asylum loopholes. 90% of the people that claim asylum, Central Americans, 90% of Central Americans claim asylum at the border get no relief from our government because they don't qualify.
Right.
But once you're released in the United States, when they get to court, 90% pass the first interview at the border, 90% lose in the end. So we're asking close the asylum loophole, make that first interview, close that delta, make that first interview closer to the judicial requirement.
We have it here. This man needs to be the czar. He needs to be the man who is in charge of fixing all those problems so the president, who's kept so many promises, can finish keeping all of his promises. God bless you, Tom Homan. The book is Defend the Border, Save Lives. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget to take your headphones off. I'll be back in a moment, friends. Don't touch that dial.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
A guy from Vice just came up to me and wanted to interview me, and I told him to go to hell. He's not a journalist. Is that rude? No, he's from Vice. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I have a phrase, God is good. God is good. Why? Because the most important man until Saturday evening in this convocation of thousands of conservatives just ambles past my mobile studio, and I ask him, would you care to join me? And he says yes. Matt Schlapp, Mr. CPAC. Is it chair? Are you a chair or
I'm
a
chair.
Sofa? Are you like an easy boy of ACU?
I am more of a sofa,
okay,
but I really am a chair.
He is the chair of the American
By the way, I don't think you should talk to the vice president like that. I think that's terrible. You really told him to go to hell?
Sorry. No. Vice News.
There is no Vice News. They're not news.
They don't.
It's just
Vice. Non-news.
Yeah.
Vice non-news.
Yeah.
I love the vice president. When I was in the White House, this is not a joke, for some reason, whenever I was walking through the West Wing, the person I bumped into the most, it's hilarious, was the vice president. I'd bump into him multiple times a day, and he wouldn't just nod his head. He'd stop, and he'd talk to me.
Yeah, like about a human being, yeah.
But about real stuff.
Yeah.
He'd say, you know, I'm going on PBS on the weekend to talk about Iran. What should I say about? I mean, a real, this is the vice president.
He's a superhuman
And I being. heard, I was stuck outside behind security. I heard he knocked it out of the park for you to be there.
Oh, he did a great job. It was a beautiful speech, and he is so, I think he's so earnest and believable.
Yeah,
and
it comes across.
He's enjoying getting into the campaign season, I think.
He's getting his juices flowing.
He's sharpening his tools.
I have to say, Matt, for the man who is behind this, the biggest conservative convocation of its kind in the world, in the multiverse, you're looking not only dandy, but very chill.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is, the shirt is clean.
It's a facade.
It's a facade.
Total facade. The inside is on fire, going crazy.
Because you're the man. You make this happen.
I will tell you, when you tell me I'm the man, what it means is Sunday morning I'm nothing, which I know what that means. Like when I'm at my house, you know. But the fact is...
Mercedes is your wife.
She is, and she's in charge. But she's my jefe. But the fact is that we have, and you know this, a fabulous team.
Yeah, amazing team.
The guys who put this media
and not a
row
big
together.
Team. I mean, you do this with
tiny. Ian Walters, our comms director.
Ian, fabulous.
Yeah, works with Dave Mohill, to put this together. A lot of volunteers. I'm walking around with my oldest daughter. You know, CPAC, we had our board meeting. We're now a $20 million organization. When I started, we were basically dead broke. So it's come a long way in a short period of time.
I need to be really clear about this because this is like my fifth or sixth CPAC. A few years ago, before you came online, Charlie Kirk.
Hi, Charlie Kirk.
How are you, man? Do not move.
He wants me to leave for Charlie Kirk. I know what's happening.
Stay there. Before you took over, this was it was a concerted conclave.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, Buckleyites, older generation, and if there was anybody under the age of 30, they looked like mini Tucker Carlsons. It was guys in
bow ties,
and blazers with brass buttons, which is what I'm wearing.
Which there's nothing wrong with, by the way.
Which is nothing. But you have, I don't know how you did it, whether it's just also this magical collusion with the Trump movement. But this is so eclectic now.
Yeah, it
Americans
is.
Of every... There's a guy over there with a hard hat on. I'm not joking, guys. In a safety vest.
He wants to build a wall, okay?
Of course he does. Yes, we all do.
We all do.
And, you know, it doesn't matter your skin color, whether you're an immigrant, where you come from, your socioeconomic background. This has become like America.
Yeah, so one of the things you have to do when you're running an organization is you really do have to get on the same page about, like, how you will explain what you're doing, but more importantly, what you'll do. And I think it's very important. We are not organized enough like Charlie Kirk and others that run youth-centered operations. These kids just show up. They just go online. Just so you know, this is random, the fact that 50% of these people are high school and college kids, which I kind of think is a badge of honor.
How fast did you sell out tickets? I mean, this year was nuts, wasn't it?
It was nuts. We've really never sold out this fast. We had to close registration for even one-day tickets.
Well, it was after
48 hours ago.
Right?
Yes, it was after you came on your show. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is, I think this is really important, because I was a history major. I love history. When I want to read something, I'm reading history.
Goodness.
Don't start with the history. And that's the problem with conservatives. William F. Buckley, what a great man. I've watched every documentary, read every
book.
Don't start there. We always have to start with the chastisement.
Start with the stuff that gets you passionate.
What's happening today that matters to people? We'll talk about the history two or three steps in.
With this in mind, will you talk to us about your incredible tagline for this year's CPAC?
Yeah, America versus socialism.
It's that simple.
We had a big fight. We had a big fight about this as a team. You know, what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, you and I do a lot of media. And for me, in my head when I got ready for a TV interview.
It boiled down.
In my head, I was always like, I've got to defend America versus socialism. Right. And then I was like, well, why don't I just out that? And say, this is what we're all thinking.
Because that's what it is.
It's not.
Can I just say one thing? I said to Matt Boyle earlier, he opened the show with us, and I said, I remember so well when we launched the president's re-election campaign, my producer Jeff and I were in the pit right there in Orlando, in the stadium, when his son, Donald Trump Jr., said, this next election, you have a simple choice between socialism and liberty. And what you've done is you've taken it to the next level. It's America versus socialism.
And you know this with your family's background and everything else. And Mercedes knows it with her background with communist Cuba. It's not just capitalism versus socialism, which is a plenty good debate to have.
Right.
It's more serious than that. It's a question of, can America truly ever really be socialist? See, we don't believe that it ever could be. That it's the antithesis of America.
But it's also about when you have one of the two major parties saying, we need to dismantle the people who keep our borders safe.
That's right.
We have to call people who are risking their lives every day on the border Nazis with detention camps.
This is
the fight.
That's right. And if they feel that way about ICE agents, the next step is to feel that way about the Marines, which means that it's not just not having a border. It's you won't even protect the people against radical Islamic terrorists or the other threats to our national security. So it's really dangerous stuff. And we've done such a perfectly horrible job of educating kids about what America really is, the great aspects of America, how it's the greatest country, I believe, to ever be on the face of the earth. I think God had a big role in making America what it is.
I'm glad we got this guy on video, because this is good stuff, guys.
I refuse to chuck it away. And by the way, the one thing I think it brings a tear to my eye, I don't think God's done with America. I think he still wants America to be strong and to lead, and for her people to be good.
Yes, tell us what we can expect in the last in the next few days. This is live streaming the big event, and who's coming on Saturday?
Okay, so the big guy, the President of the United States, is going to close down. Because it's impossible to schedule Donald Trump at CPAC, because you cannot keep the man within the confines of a schedule after a 2 hour and 30 minute speech with no bathroom breaks, except I took two, but he took zero. I'm like, are you an alien? How is this possible? You're over 50 years old like me, but you could have a cabinet meeting at CPAC. They're all here.
Absolutely.
They're all going to be here. The president's entire family is going to be here, which we're very gratified for. Everybody you want to hear from. Look, I think about today, starting off with Lee and Jordan and Meadows and Brian Kilmeade from Fox, and obviously Vice President Pence and Ted Cruz, and Marsha Blackburn, Joni Ernst, Betsy DeVos. I don't know how to stop. Matt Gaetz. It was just my daughter who's walking around with me. She's just like, oh my gosh. You don't want to leave.
Of course you don't.
The audience, because it's action-packed.
This man has to leave. Follow him right now. M. Schlapp. That's S-C-H-L-A-P-P. He is the chair of the American Conservative Union. And go to @CPAC and follow this event live streaming. The president will be here Saturday afternoon after I give a speech in the morning.
Sebastian's going to get us all wound up.
I'll get you riled like last year.
All wound up.
God bless you,
sir.
Keep doing what you do.
God bless you.
Hide and mercy.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
We are into Lent, and if you wish to give back, we've had an incredible 3.5 years. Let's bless others who haven't been so lucky to live under the umbrella of this great nation right now. Please support me with my Food for the Poor campaign, supporting starving children in Guatemala right now. A donation of $80 will bless a hungry child with food and clean water for a whole year. Can you imagine what that difference of $80 makes in the life of that child? Please go right now to my website, sebgorka.com. Be a modern missionary from the comfort of your office, your armchair. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Feed Starving Families banner, or call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-33-HOPE. And make a donation today in any amount. But if you make one for $80 or multiples of that, that is a child that you have fed for a whole year. God bless you and all of you who support Food for the Poor. Just go to my website and click on the banner. We are here going to raise the quality of the spoken word by somebody else who speaks real English. He is my buddy, former colleague, Raheem Kassam, editor-in-chief of The National Pulse, author and co-host of War Room 2020 with my old boss, Steve Bannon. Raheem Kassam, welcome to America First.
We've done this a few times, haven't we?
Oh, my gosh. If I had a chocolate bar for every time we'd done this,
You'd look like me.
I would be rolling down the hill. I'd be rolling down the hill. Raheem, we have so much to celebrate. CPAC is where conservatives recharge our batteries every year. It's been an incredible 3.5 years. The president has been acquitted. The Democrats are in disarray. You look at these debates, and it is a clown car. It's a struggle bus of clowns. But let's talk about the UK-US relationship. Brexit, it's done.
It's done.
Boris, pull it out of the fire. You have national sovereignty reasserted. Is it easy sailing from now on? What is the prognosis for UK being its own sovereign nation once more?
Well, look, as you know, I fought the campaign for a very long time alongside Nigel Farage. Many
campaign
others,
manager, right?
Senior advisor.
Okay.
Many who are here as well, actually, by the way, many Brexiteers who have come over for the CPAC conference this year, I'm delighted to say. And we never once said that it was going to be plain sailing.
Okay.
The argument was never made that once we leave the European Union,
it's going to be easy.
You know, the sunlit uplands are upon us immediately and so on and so forth. We have become so entangled and become so entrenched within the European institutions that it takes time to get out of those things. And those that time, there's going to be debates, there's going to be negotiations, there's going to be trade deals, there's going to be, you know, what deals we want to do bilaterally with other countries and how we're going to go about this thing. So, look, I think the British public are optimistic about this now.
The morale is there. The morale is high, isn't it?
Massively there. The project fear, which was, you know, there's going to be World War III if we leave the European Union, a plague of locusts will descend upon the United Kingdom. That's all now gone.
I remember bumping into a BBC journalist in an airport here in America, and he said, if this happens, it will be a catastrophe for the UK.
But it hasn't been a catastrophe. It's nothing of the sort has happened. They told you that, you know, President Trump would lead to World War III. They said the same thing about Brexit. None of it's happened. We've proved us correct. Now, what we have to deal with is whether or not the British political establishment wants to exercise that freedom that we fought for and that we voted for, or if they want to become a supplicant state to China.
That's a fact. Okay, we got a minute left. It's Raheem Kassam. Follow him, Raheem Kassam, K-A-S-S-A-M on Twitter. Talk to us about, in 60 seconds, what is going on with Boris and the Huawei deal?
So 5G is a big debate across the Western world at the moment, and one of the particular parts of that debate is who is the service provider for the 5G infrastructure. Huawei, this Chinese company, is effectively owned by the CCP. The Communist Party of China, in all but name. They seem to be the preferred service provider for the British government at the moment. Because our politicians have been bought for decades upon decades.
It's like what happened in Australia a few years ago.
Absolutely. David Cameron is one of the chief advisors now for the Chinese government.
Is there a hope?
The former Prime Minister. Of course there's hope.
Okay.
Nigel Farage is fighting this, which always puts me in good spirits. He's a winner, and he tends to highlight these things and make sure that the public knows about it. But more than that is the American political establishment here in Washington, D.C., the MAGA establishment, knows this is going on and is heaping pressure in the right direction.
All right, we will keep pressure on it. And Raheem, who's decamped to this side of the pond, will help us. Check out his new publication at The Nat Pulse and follow him at Raheem Kassam. And also, is it a daily podcast?
Daily podcast.
Daily podcast at War Room 2020. God bless you. Keep doing what you do, Raheem.
And you.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from our mobile relieffactor.com studios. But right now, I'm so happy every single day before the show. What do? I take my Balance of Nature, 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that are the same as 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily except you if you take Balance of Nature. And if you use my name, you will get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com right now. Don't hesitate. Order today and be sure to use that special discount, G-O-R-K-A. You can also call them on 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Special discount code. You know how to spell it by now. G-O-R-K-A. We are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. You can check out the show on Instagram TV as soon as we finish airing at 6 o'clock. And you can call us on 833-334-6752. Our patriotmobile.com text line. Write it down. I answer every text personally. 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. Don't touch that dial.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Somebody else who's on the side of the U.S. Constitution is a man who just, you know, happens to be a congressman and future senator. He is, of course, Representative Doug Collins, Georgia's 9th Congressional District. Just flew by, pastor, attorney, military chaplain. I'm going to be really rude, Doug, I may.
Oh, no, come on.
Why are you running for Senate? Because they always say this is a congressman who wants to become a senator. It's all an ego trip.
Shh.
What is it for you?
It's for me. It's about taking the values we fought for in the House and that fire and taking it to the Senate. The Senate needs to have that fire as well.
Because
I'm going to be there.
You have been can I just – I'll be deadly honest now because I do this across the country and I should be able to do it on my national show. I speak at a lot of GOP events across the country. I stump for people, and they ask me about the state of things in the swamp, and I say, hey, really? Let's talk about the state of not the Democrats. Let's talk about our side. We're at CPAC. We love it. But can you tell me how many people in Washington with the letter R behind their name stood up and fought for this president and the MAGRA agenda in the last 3 years outside of the Senate? In the Senate, there's one guy who now and again, maybe. In the House, there's about 12 people, and you're one of them. Yep. And that's an outrage. There are hundreds of people in D.C. who are putative, nominal Republicans. Why is it only a dozen guys like you, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, Louie Gohmert, Liz Stefanik? Why is it so few? What's going on?
Well, I think the problem is we've gotten into politics as being some kind of a desire that you stay in and you did stuff done. Look, I've shown over my time in Congress, you can work across the line, you can get stuff done, but when it's time to fight, you fight. And I think that's the part that we're dealing with the most is, and this is what I'm saying. I told CPAC earlier today when I spoke, and I've been talking about this today, especially I'm tired of boring conservatives. I'm tired.
A campaign slogan, enough with boring
conservatives. If they read their script, great economic growth.
Point 3,
oh my God.
The Laffer curve. It's good.
It is. And until we actually start getting out there and we start going to communities, different communities, our immigrant communities, our African American communities, Hispanic communities, all of our communities, start telling us why.
Yeah. Can I stop there? Why is the establishment GOP seemingly incapable of talking to minority communities who have profited so much from the Trump age? What's the problem?
They're scared. They don't want to go in and they don't want to go in and talk. Here's the thing. You've got to engage in communities. For folks who know me, I mean, I have a background in business. I have a background as a pastor. I'm a lawyer. You know, I'm a chaplain still in the Air Force. It's about engaging with people. People buy into things that they believe in the person who's selling. And that's one of the reasons we're running for Senate down there. We've been in Congress. We're running for Senate because the current senator, nice lady, she was appointed by the governor. Now the people are going to get a choice to say, no, we want somebody who will come in and she has not only a proven record, but can actually explain why conservatism matters. If we don't do that, that's a problem.
How has the GOP establishment reacted to your decision, Congressman?
Oh, they've went nuts. It's pretty funny.
Because it wasn't your turn? What was the issue?
It's amazing now. Oh, I'm selfish. Oh, Sebastian, I was selfish. That I'm unattributable.
What?
Unattributable. I'm a backbencher, really. I've only passed the First Step Act, which was my bill, the criminal justice
reform. And you've been fighting in the front lines for 3 years.
When you got nothing else, that's what you say. So also then they go after my vendors. They took three of my vendors. They basically blackballed them out, saying, if you work for Collins, you can't do anything else with us.
What?
Which was great for us because we just found better vendors.
But this is slimy.
It is. And, yesterday is just amazing because one of the head of the National Senate Committee actually sent a memo out to chiefs in the Senate that said this is a fundraiser that Congressman Collins is going to have for his Senate run. We just want you to know who's on there. So if you take a meeting or don't take a meeting, again, that's just, frankly, illegal.
Yeah, okay, that's wrong.
This was published in the Atlanta paper yesterday. The memo is out there. This is how desperate they're becoming. But what we're finding is it's backfiring on them.
It does.
People want someone who fights. They want somebody who's honest. And, that's what we're doing.
So follow this man on Twitter, Rep. Doug Collins. Where can they support you?
Doug for Georgia. DougForGeorgia.com.
DougForGeorgia.com.
Yep.
DougForGeorgia.com. Two questions in the last couple of minutes we have with you. For those who couldn't come here, this is the biggest conservative gathering in the world. What is your message to those who couldn't come to CPAC? And then I'm going to ask you, what is your message to the people of Georgia who don't know Doug Collins yet?
People who didn't come to CPAC, keep fighting where you're at. Know where you're at. We want you to have it. And it takes going to these communities and going to it.
And everybody matters, right?
Everybody matters. No matter if you can come here or not come here. I call it the Waffle House effect. If we can't go to the Waffle House, down in my part of the world, we have these places called Waffle House. They're all over. If you can't get to a Waffle House and explain what we're about, then you need to stop. That's what we're running for. But what I want the people of Georgia to know, who may not have been the ninth issue, they've seen me everywhere else, is that, number one, I have a concern for people. I believe that we're about being, our policies and our people have to connect. And so we're going to go all over the state. I was worked on criminal justice reform, which the president took on our bill and a champion. And that was our bill.
Massive.
We've done, you know, intellectual property. We've done these kind of things. But at the end of the day, people want to know that they actually can trust who they're talking about, and they actually have somebody who has a record. That's what we're running on. And the people need to know that I'm first and foremost, I'm a husband to Lisa of 30-something years, and I have a wife. I have three kids who are the reason I'm running. Because they represent everybody who's not at CPAC, everybody who's here at CPAC, kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, because this is their America. We've got to fight for it.
So just think about this. He served his district in Georgia, the 9th District. He served his nation, still is in uniform in the Air Force. He's a chaplain, and now he wants to serve again at the Senate level. My last question to Doug Collins, do we take anything for granted in the next 250 days?
If we do, then we'll – I do not want anybody – I've told this to – just like you went all over the country. I have been as well. I do not want to hear one conservative wake up on November 4th and say, I wish I had. I wish I had done this. I wish I had gave. I wish I had put out a sign. I wish I had told somebody. I wish I had drove somebody to the poll. I do not want to hear them wake up on November 4th saying that. They say that on November 3rd saying, what can I do? That's what we need to do.
And in the last 30 seconds, what do you say to those? And I get it a lot, and it drives me nuts. I love the president, but I wish he wouldn't tweet. What's Doug Collins' response?
Look, let's take it out. Let him fight back against the injustice and the treatment that he's been. Let him fight back. Look, you don't have to like everything. Everybody says, I've been married a long time. You know, like, but at the end of the day, what's the result?
Results.
And the results is our
results
country is
matter.
First. Our results matter. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to keep carrying that everywhere. But I think when the people get down to it, let me just ask you, this is an easy one. Where are you better off where you were 4 years
it's
ago?
It's what Reagan said.
Yep, we're right
very,
here.
Very simple. Doug Collins for Georgia?
Doug for Georgia.
Doug for Georgia.com. For Georgia.com. I have given him my endorsement, Doug for Georgia.com. This is a godly man, a good man. Let's get him into that Senate seat. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are coming live from Radio Row at CPAC. But wherever we are, it is, of course, a ReliefFactor.com studio. Relief Factor, pain relief. That is natural, that has no negative side effects, and that, most important of all, doesn't hide the pain like those store-bought synthetic painkillers by affecting the pain receptors. It attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. I am now 14 months pain-free from my lower back pain issue because of Relief Factor. That is the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then find out for yourself if Relief Factor could work for you. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for the incredible price, the paltry amount of $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. I guarantee it'll be at your door in 3 days. And if you take it every morning and every evening, as do I for those 3 weeks, it's Dr. G's guarantee. You'll know by the end of the 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. Go now. You deserve to be the next success story. $20. What can you get for a dollar a day? I'll tell you what. You might get liberated from your pain. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Up next, your calls here on America First on 833-334-6752. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Hey, welcome back. Yes, indeed, live from CPAC. And I haven't taken a call yet, but we will right now. Let's go to line one. Is it really? Can it be? Caden from Ohio?
Yes, it is. And I got to tell you, I just had to turn down my dinner so that I can talk to you.
What are you having for dinner, Caden?
I think it's salmon, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. If it tells me anything, I'm a wrestler getting ready for sectional, so this means a lot.
Wow, indeed. You got to keep your weight right. Don't cross that weight limit.
Exactly.
So what brings you to our show today, Caden, my buddy?
So I heard a few things about Bernie Sanders, and that led me to question, of the Democratic candidates that we have right now,
yes,
or say Democrat, who has the strongest base? My dad says that Bernie has the, like, most energized but the smallest. So who would you say has the strongest? And follow-up question, who as conservatives do we want Trump to run against?
I would say that your father is right. The most powerful organic base, because there's a very interesting metric here. There is no phrase for any other candidate that is the equivalent, the analog of Bernie Bros. There's no such thing as, you know, there's no such thing as Pete Buttigieg's battalion. It just doesn't exist. So the fact that you have an organic base that already has a name like Bernie Bros means that that's real. And I don't think it's small. I think it's big. I think the millennials who have been sold this bill of goods that, you know, stuff can be free and nobody pays for it, that there isn't some kind of taxpayer bill at the end of the day, that's a very sizable base. So I think he has it. Who would I most like? I'm seduced. I find seductive this idea that we want the most radical person on that debate stage with the president, somebody like Bernie Sanders, who actually honeymooned in the Soviet Union, who believes in socialism, believes in communism, so that we can have the most jarring juxtaposition between liberty and American freedom and somebody who wishes to create socialism and communism in this country. I find that seductive, Caden, but I also want somebody who's the most ineffective. I want somebody... If Amy Klobuchar would be beautiful. To have Amy Klobuchar and Donald Trump, I mean, seriously, she'd be in a little puddle. She'd be crying at the end of 15 minutes. So I'd like to have Go ahead, Caden.
I don't even know who that woman is.
Who does? Who does? I know one thing about Amy Klobuchar. She eats salad with her comb. That's all I know about her.
See, I can't see them, so I kind of go off of what I can hear. So I would want someone like Joe Biden, who not only is...
Ooh, Caden, you are a wise man. The texts you've been sending me are so perspicacious, so on point. I agree with you. Biden versus Donald Trump, our president... Delicious. I want that to be pay-per-view. I'm so glad you called. The CDs I mailed today on my crutches. I went to the post office. They're in the mail for you. If you don't know, Caden is one of our loyal listeners, a blind young listener out there, and a great guy. Back in a moment.